Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are constrained by geography, and our bases of operation are more limited than our response to Hurricane Harvey. We are working to get as many aircraft in the air as possible.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke addressing reporters about the recovery in Florida. Some of the Florida Key Islands, FEMA says, could be weeks away from having residents returned. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We got a lot of work to do. But everybody's going to come together. We're going to, you know, get this the state rebuilt. And this state is a state of strong, resilient people.
President Trump hosting a bipartisan dinner at the White House tonight to discuss tax reform. The White House describes it as a working dinner. The guest list includes three moderate Democrats, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. They'll be joined by conservative Republicans Orrin Hatch, John Thune, and Patrick Toomey. USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, the voice of business here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Hunterdon County's Chamber Radio Station, the voice of business here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It's Tuesday, September 12th at 3 o'clock, and this program is aired every Tuesday afternoon at the same time frame, and we offer programs that are enlightening. They offer strategic tactics and information that you can use, whether you're a business owner or an employee of a company. You will be far more effective when you implement some of the ideas you hear on this program. So please listen every Thursday afternoon. If you miss a program, you can hear our rewinds on the are in the archives on the website. So please go to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station website, and you can look up our programs, Teachable Moments in Business, as well as the other programs from our other hosts. Because business is changing at a rapid pace today, you really have to keep up. There's so many tactics and strategies that you need to be aware of to be successful in business. Business is not easy. And I think to be successful, you have to be a lifelong learner and to take advantage of all the opportunities that are out there in business today. Now, I did that same thing in August as well as this past week. In August, I was asked to speak at the Pet Food Forum in Shanghai, China. I was one of eight presenters, each of whom talked for a half hour. Imagine, I flew clear from Newark on United to Shanghai, China to talk for a half hour. And I talked about marketing practices in the pet food industry. All of the other presenters talked about pet food nutrition, manufacturing processes, ingredients and novel ingredients that are being used to enhance pet food, and topics like that. But I talked about marketing because if you don't market, you're not going to sell. So the feedback I got so far was pretty good, and that was an exciting opportunity. And then the following day after the forum was held, there was a huge big trade show. I've never been to one that was so huge there in Shanghai. And there were manufacturers from all over the world exhibiting their products and services, including pet food and treats as well as pet products. The Chinese market is becoming quite big for the pet industry, and the Chinese, actually, even though they make a lot of our products, they like buying American products as well, which is kind of interesting. And then this past week, I had the honor of being a presenter at the American Small Business Development Center's annual conference, and it was held in Nashville, Tennessee. And this was the ninth year that I've presented at this conference. And there were presenters from SBDCs all over the United States and also islands, Samoa, I think, and, well, of course, Puerto Rico was represented, Hawaii was there, and some of the other protectorates of the United States. And there were actually 140 presentations, many of which were on social media and other aspects of business. So I personally learned an awful lot by attending those programs. So once I was done speaking, which was the first of the three-day program, I had an opportunity to hear other speakers. And so as we go through, we go on to these radio broadcasts, from time to time I'll probably mention something that I learned, because, again, I'm a lifelong learner. And in order to be successful in teaching the classes that I teach there at Raritan Valley Community College on behalf of the SBDC, as well as in my private consulting practice, I want to make sure that my clients get the most up-to-date information that's available out there. And that certainly is a place where I learned by going to the American Small Business Development Center's annual conference. Next year, the conference will be held in Washington, D.C. I was at the conference a couple years ago as a speaker, and it was held out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, actually, at the Gaylord Hotel. And the one in Nashville was also at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. And we were there. I work in the pet industry, and my husband and I attended a trade show at the Opryland Hotel back in the early 90s. And my goodness, it has probably quadrupled in size. It's huge. In fact, Gaylord owns four different hotel complexes. All three of them would fit into this one. It's absolutely huge. I don't know how many acres it covers, but it's quite interesting. And we had a chance to go down to downtown Nashville to hear some of the music on the main road, on Broadway, I believe it is. So it was an interesting event. Also went to Opryland to hear the opera there, which was good, and it was quite an experience. So I'm going to share with you some information today about marketing mistakes that often small businesses make. And if you'll bear with me, I will be back. We have a couple messages that we need to run for you, including the weather. So right now, the weather appears that it's our temperature is pretty mild. It was in the 70s when I came in. And this evening, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of around 58 degrees with a southwest wind about only 5 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there'll be a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. in the morning. And otherwise, there will be some sun and a high near 79 degrees. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers before 1 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So we're still, even though the weather's kind of mild right now, we are looking at having some rain. So make sure you just get that umbrella handy just in case. Now, here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm owner of Rustmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. I have a passion for helping business owners, especially the smaller companies that do have limited resources, and these are folks that need help in order to survive. After all, our country is made up of millions and millions of small businesses, and we're really the core of business opportunities in the United States. So in talking about mistakes that small business owners may be making, I'm going to give you a heads up on a number of points. And even though you may not be, guilty of some of the things I'm talking about, there may be some points that I make that will give you a heads up to even either verify and validate what you're doing already, but also there are maybe things I say that you need to do a better job on doing. Because small business marketers just don't have a lot of margin for error. They tend to be extremely short on time and resources, as you know, and often there's no cushion to fall back on. One mistake and these people could be shorter on time and resources. So perhaps you're looking for some tips to help you avoid the expense and lost time mistakes that may be happening in your business world. So I'm going to give a list of some of the common pitfalls in small business marketing. So again, maybe you're not making those mistakes, which is great. However, you may see yourself in some of these points that I'm going to be offering. So perhaps you'll be able to reassess what you're doing in order for you not to be too late in picking up information that would be helpful in expanding your business or sustaining what you already have. So according to the nonprofit organization SCORE, SCORE stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives. SCORE is also an organization that's funded in part by the Small Business Administration, the federal agency, as is the Small Business Development Centers. And by the way, just as a sidebar, there are about 1,100 SBDCs across the United States, SBDC centers. And in New Jersey, there are 12 or 13 of them. And just so you know, SCORE and the SBDC both offer free counseling. And in fact, the more often you go back, the more you're going to learn. And the more support SCORE and SBDC actually get from the SBA, because they see that those organizations are working hard to help their clients. Here's a point. 51% of small businesses do not have, only have websites. In other words, 49% do not. And that's very disturbing. So in other words, about nearly half of all small businesses in the United States don't have websites. Some business owners think they don't need a website because they are a local business. However, 97% of consumers search online for products and services, and more than half of searches are local. People will or won't find your business online before they ever even make a decision. So you do need a website. And consider that both websites as well as any other social media where you might have opportunities for exposure are important. If you're not findable, you don't exist. I mean, that's the bottom line. You just don't exist in the minds of that audience if they can't find you. So maybe you think creating a website will be too hard or too expensive. It doesn't have to be hard or expensive. Dozens of companies have stepped forward to make website creation easier and more affordable. You can have a decent, effective website for less than $400. If you can set up an answering machine, you can learn how to edit your website yourself. That's interesting. Companies like Wix, WordPress, Weebly, and there's a bunch of others can help you. Now, when I was at the conference in Nashville this past week, WordPress got a lot of kudos. And so I would suggest that if you do not have a website, go to WordPress first and at least explore the templates and the instructions that they offer that you may discover to be pretty easy to use, and therefore you can make your own website. You do have to have something. Even if it's a single page, you have to have a website. People will do all these searches before they make decisions. They no longer are asking their relative or their mother or their neighbor about companies that they may be interested in patronizing. They're gonna go online, and if you don't pop up somehow, that's a problem for you. Now, another problem is that a lot of companies don't track the results that they're getting when they do go online. So this is very, very common. If you don't track, you really don't know what's working. Whether it's not tracking goals on your website with Google Analytics, or not tracking conversions through your pay-per-click ads, or not tracking calls and foot traffic from when you run an advertisement or a call to action to get people to knock on your door, so to speak, then you're not tracking, and you may very well be throwing your money away. So as a wise person once said, it's okay to make mistakes so long as you learn from them. If you're not tracking, there's no way to learn from your mistakes. Heck, there's no way to even know if you made a mistake. So if you have a call to action, for example, it might be to go to the website and download a particular article, or it might be to knock on the if it's a storefront, for example, knock on your door, go in, maybe enter a contest. Or perhaps people want to download an article that would be of interest to them, but this can be tracked through Google Analytics. So the resources are there, but if you don't track the results, you won't know if what you're doing is actually working. It could be as simple as when somebody calls your place of business, the first question you would ask is, how did you learn about us? That's a way to track. So if you don't track, there's really no way to know what you're doing is working, and certainly there's no motivation to improve what you have been doing. Another thing that we find are that people have no idea what their competitors are doing with their marketing. So it's very important that you know who your competitors are and track them to see what they're doing. How do they present in their websites? How do they charge people? How do they treat them? People that write a business plan actually will often cite three competitors so that they have some way of evaluating their own business against the competition. So you're able to, if you read, so to speak, quote unquote, their successes and failures of the competitor, you'll have an idea of what you can, should, or should not be doing. Some people do what I call a SWOT analysis. That's S-W-O-T. SWs are internal to a business. Those are strengths and weaknesses of a company. And OT stands for opportunities and threats, which are external. So if you track the strengths and weaknesses of a competitor, you'll have a sense of what's making them successful or not, and what their vulnerabilities are. And it may very well be that they are not doing certain things or taking certain action that you should be taking, which would make you much stronger in the eyes of the customers that you want to do business with. We're going to go on to a few words from some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, the owner of Rustmore Mentoring Group. We've been talking about the mistakes the marketing mistakes that small businesses make, and there's a bunch of them. So far we've talked about the fact that some people just don't have a website, which you really need to have a website because you want to be findable. And if you're not findable, you don't exist in the minds of the target audience. You have to also track the results that you're getting from any marketing that you're doing, whether it's based on activities on your website or if you're involved in social media. You have to track it to see if it's working. Otherwise, you can't improve it or make it even better, depending upon the tracking results that you might be getting. Also, many companies don't have a clue what their competitors are doing, and you do need to be aware of the competitive activities so that you can be one step ahead of them and create a barrier for those competitors to get ahead of you. Also, there are some companies that are what are called Me Too companies or Me Too businesses. In other words, somebody may open up a business because they like what somebody else does, so they're going to follow in their footsteps. But if you find the other businesses that are doing exactly what you're doing, your target audience will say, well, gee, this company is just like another one. Why should I do business with you? And I think once you become a Me Too business or just like everybody else, the target audience will begin to think, well, I wonder what their prices are. I mean, there's greater reason for than price shopping when they feel that everybody's in the same boat, that they're in the same type of business. So have reasons why people should do a business with you instead of competitors. So it's really called a unique selling proposition. In other words, you need to position your company in the minds of the audience to the point that they feel remiss or they would feel that they're missing out if they don't do business with you. So please don't be like the other businesses. Stand out from the crowd, because if you're a Me Too company, your chances are not as great otherwise. Another mistake that small business owners make is that they don't really know exactly who their target audience is. And this can be a serious problem, because there's no sense in doing any kind of a marketing campaign if you're not reaching the people that you truly are best suited to serve. So who needs, wants, and can afford your products and services? Be very clear on that. So an example that I came across was where somebody opens a sandwich and coffee shop. They think their ideal customers will be soccer moms and hipsters. Yet day after day, more than half of their tables are filled with retired guys hungry after playing golf on a nearby golf course. And the other tables are empty. Yet the owner barely sees the guys. The owner keeps promoting gluten-free muffins and green smoothies. The guys just want a really good sandwich, a beer or two, and a relaxed place to cool off before they go home. They don't want gluten-free muffins. So know who your target audience is. And if you don't know who the target audience is, you're really doing what I call throwing your marketing against the wall to see what sticks. So make sure that you understand exactly who your company is best suited to serve. It can't be everybody. I think being a niche player today is extremely important. Be focused on an underserved market area, an underserved niche, where you know that you're skilled and capable of servicing certain types of clients and certain types of companies. So otherwise, it could be very costly to you. Another mistake that small business people make often is that they will hire somebody to do the marketing for them without studying the marketing themselves. So this is tough. I believe that a business needs to do marketing. But if you don't have time to do it, you may want to hire somebody. But before you can hire somebody, you have to understand the business, and you have to understand what you want the marketer to do for you, whether that marketer was hired to write copy for websites and advertisements, or whether it's someone who's been hired to do the social media. You need to know what you need to have before you hire someone. Certainly, there are a lot of young people out there that are very good with the internet, but they may not have business experience. This is funny. Some years ago, I was interviewed by the director of a company who was looking for marketing suggestions and ideas, and I offered to help them out. So finally, this person said, "Well, you know, I'm in the market for hiring someone full time to do our marketing." So she said, "If we need your help, we'll give you a call." And my thought to her was that you need to talk to me first, so that you know what kind of a marketing person to look for and what kind of marketing you want them to do. What kind of messaging do you want those people to produce for your business? Because anybody you hire may not be skilled in your particular line of work. And so you need to be able to advise them. You need to know what you want, because it could be that they would be leading you down a path of almost a boilerplate path. They may be using strategies that they use for all their clients. Who knows? But have an idea of what you need before you hire somebody, if you do indeed need the help. Another mistake is that there is no written marketing plan. It's just like a business plan. I've worked with people who will take many steps to launch a business, and to their credit, they often have really good ideas. They've done some good things. But they get to the point where they'll come to me and they'll say, "What's next?" Well, that happens with marketing. People know they need to reach out to their target, but they don't have a plan to do it. My suggestion is that you first identify the target. You need to know who needs, wants, and can afford what you have to offer, and then build a marketing plan that includes surrounding the target with awareness for your business. People have asked me quite often, "What's the best marketing that I can do for my business?" Well, there is no one best. You have to have an integrated marketing approach where you surround the target so that at every turn they begin to see what the company's all about and what's in it for them to do business with the company. So having a marketing plan, which could include newsletters, it could include articles for publications that the target audience may be reading. It could be interviews. It could be teaching a class. It could be attending a networking event, either in the community, in the business local community, or through the industry that that your company may be involved in. It could be connecting through LinkedIn, Facebook. Of course, having the website's important. That's all part of the marketing plan. It may be what's called cause-related marketing, where you're connecting with the nonprofit organizations. You know, a lot of the millennials today really would prefer to do business with companies that are helping other organizations or nonprofit organizations within the community. They're drawn to companies that have that social responsibility. So what is in your marketing plan? Now, I'm going to come back and give you a tip on how to create the plan visually, but before I do so, we're going to have a news break and then we'll talk about the weather once again.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They rescued over 300 individuals, and thank God that everybody helped everybody here.
Florida Governor Rick Scott praising first responders at a press conference for saving lives during Hurricane Irma. Earlier in the day, he spoke to CBS This Morning via phone and said there's a lot of work to do for his state.
We still have a lot of work to do. We've got to get the power back on. We've got to get people back in their homes. But I'm proud that everybody's working together. But I care about every individual in the state have a chance to live their dream again.
Irma weakening as the tropical depression moves toward the Tennessee Valley today. At the last check, Irma was about 60 miles southwest of Atlanta, with top winds down to about 25 miles an hour. Irma expected to bring heavy rain to the Carolinas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Gasoline supplies taking a hit because of the storm. Officials in Florida say it could be a week before gas supplies return to normal. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So tonight, partly cloudy with a low of about 58 degrees. Wednesday, tomorrow, there's a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. and patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79. Now, on Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms again. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of about 61 degrees, and a chance of precipitation is at about 20%. Looking at the extended forecast on Thursday, chances of showers before 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. on Thursday, and mostly cloudy with a high of near 80 degrees, so it'll be a little bit warmer. And new rainfall amounts between the 1/10 and a 1/4 of inch, that's not too much. With a chance of precipitation, that was about 60%. Thursday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. So again, on Thursday night, chance of 60%. Friday, chance of showers again, although I thought I heard the weather was going to be good this week. That doesn't sound as good as I thought it would be. Chance of showers on Friday, with a high of 78 degrees. And let's see, Friday night, a chance of showers before 9 p.m. And precipitation chance is 40%. Oh, goodness. And maybe some showers again on Saturday. I guess that's all the storms that are heading north from the hurricanes that we've been experiencing. Irma, I guess. So, oh, goodness. So just keep that umbrella handy just in case. Now, I've been talking about the mistakes that some business people make in their marketing. And I mentioned to you that it's important that they have a written marketing plan. You just can't run by seat-of-the-pants approaches. You need to have a plan that surrounds a target audience with a bunch of touch points so that one marketing endeavor will certainly affect another one from a positive standpoint, and it'll create a top of the mind. One of my suggestions is that you create an Excel spreadsheet and see if you can visualize this. Except you have an Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of columns. On the left-hand the very left-hand column, you would put a list of the tactics or the marketing tools that you're going to be implementing. It could be networking, it could be writing an article, it could be redoing the website. Maybe you do that once a year or twice a year, three times a year, whatever it might be. But then the columns to the right of that first column would represent either weeks or the months of the year. And then within each square box, you would have a check mark. So you would decide when you're going to implement those marketing tactics. And so, for example, you might check off networking every month. In fact, Jeffrey Gittimer, one of my favorite authors, talks about the fact that you should network 5 hours a week before and after hours. So you would certainly network every month. You might decide to write some articles, and maybe you would do that every other month. You might write an article. Perhaps you would, some people will dedicate a couple hours in the beginning of each week to social media, so that would be marked off, that would be checked off every month or every week. Perhaps you are going to be interviewed by a business writer. So you would perhaps try to pursue those opportunities every quarter of the year. So think about when you're going to do different things. And if you have staff working for you, they need to see that spreadsheet so they know exactly what the company is doing. Let's say you run a special sale, and you might do it twice a year. Maybe it's seasonally based, for example. But that would be noted on the spreadsheet, and then you give copies to the staff because they need to know what marketing you're doing. For example, some years ago, we were in the market to buy a brand new kitchen for our home, and I just happened to receive a postcard from a kitchen and bath showroom, and I called the phone number on the postcard that I received just to find out more about their open house that they were conducting. And the girl that answered the telephone had no clue that the company that she was answering this phone for was running an open house in their kitchen department. And she didn't bother to get my name and address or phone number, and that was the end of it. That was a wasted postcard that owner sent out. They did not let the staff know what it was that they were doing. Another thing that is a mistake is that people put an awful lot of time into maybe one or two social media sites. You could use Hootsuite where you call them a consolidator, where you send them a newsworthy message and they can distribute it to your social media accounts. It could be LinkedIn, it could be Facebook, it could be Twitter, and some of the other ones. But you have to you do have to pay attention to social media. They are important. But just remember that you still need to spend time on the website, because the whole goal of the social media is to get people to knock on your door, get them to go to your website. So don't shortchange your website. Another thing that I find that people do is they spend too much money on one marketing endeavor. First of all, I want to say that I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, so I don't believe in spending a lot of money in marketing. There are ways to get free and almost free marketing exposures with your target audience. So think about what you can do to get that exposure. Maybe it's being a speaker. there may be organizations that your target audience attends. They attend their programs. You can be a speaker at those events. But don't put a whole bunch of money into just one marketing endeavor. You got to spread it out. And again, look for all the opportunities that don't cost anything. And, of course, there are some people that don't do any marketing at all. They assume that word of mouth is what's going to bring them the customers, but don't count on it. You have to have an integrated, what I call a full-circle marketing approach. Don't count on any one tactic to work for you. It has to be a collaborative arrangement, I would say, using different tools that are available to you. But if you don't market, you're not going to sell. And even if you do market and you do get people contacting you, the next question then is, what are you doing to learn good selling skills? Because you can get knocks on your door, you can get people making inquiries about your products and services, but if you and your staff are not trained in selling skills, that could be a waste also. So be prepared to handle customer inquiries and know what to say. What's unfortunate is that there are very few sales courses that are available out there in the marketplace, and the ones that you might find can be extremely expensive. Now, I teach a sales course that runs for 6 hours. It's two nights at Raritan Valley Community College, and although there are some aspects of selling that I'd like to be able to cover, 6 hours is really not quite enough to do what we need to do. However, a couple of the things I point out in the classes that I teach include what's important to customers, how do you talk to them, how do you treat your customers, what do they need to know. I also talk about the mistakes that salespeople make, and I think I've come up with, I think it's 10 or 11 areas within a sales call that salespeople make mistakes. So this is a heads up for people. If you know what the mistakes are and you practice to avoid them, I think you can be far more successful and you can speed up the whole selling process. Another thing I teach is what it takes to get a sale. And again, I have 10 or 11 different factors that have to be in place in order to get a sale. Personally, I think one of the most important factors is that people have to be willing to make a change. Now, keep in mind that we all have competition. So chances are that the people that you want to sell to are already patronizing somebody else who does something similar to what you do. So you have to give people reasons to want to do business with you. And sometimes it's very difficult for somebody to make a change. They may be satisfied, not overly thrilled with the products or services that they're getting, but there's a comfort level that they have and perhaps in a friendship with the people that they're buying from. So I think getting people to make a change in the way they do business, to get them to change their systems in order to accommodate what you have to offer them, can be very awkward and can be difficult. And this is where getting to know your customer and finding out what their problems are so that you can solve them. Because after all, if you don't solve a problem, you just don't have a business. So those are a couple tips for you that I hope will be of value in your marketing mistakes. And we all make them. So one thing that you might do is to contact me at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And if you send me a list of the questions and concerns that you have in your marketing, we can discuss those here on the radio program. Or better yet, why don't you come in and be interviewed and we can do some brainstorming on this topic, because this is really what I really enjoy doing. I really, really like having the opportunity to help people be successful in their small businesses. I personally have owned a small business for 41 years. That's a long time. And I've been selling for longer than that. Of course, I tell people that I started when I was about 10 or 12 years old, because otherwise I kind of date myself here. But it's important that that you talk to people who have been there and done it, to gain insight from the experience that I have. And I have other friends that can advise people as well on how to be successful in their businesses. Now, I'm going to come back again after we hear from some of our sponsors, and we're going to talk about the five marks of an authentic leadership. So what makes a leader? And perhaps there are some points here that will help us to be better at what we all do. So first, we have some words from our sponsors.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program is on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So countless people have written about what it means to be a leader, and almost everyone identifies influence as the primary characteristic. By definition, this means that leadership and position are two different things. Holding a title and a high rung on the company organizational chart doesn't mean you're a leader. Even people without these things can exert influence and thus the leadership. But leadership is more than just influence. It certainly includes, so that's part of the pack. It's, you know, influence is important as well as leadership, but influence is, how does a leader influence? So we've come up with five characteristics that you can consider in determining whether or not you are a leader and a visionary and an influencer in your industries. So sometimes we refer to insight as having vision, but that usually has an exclusive reference to the future. While leaders must have vision, they really need more. They need wisdom and discernment for the present. They need to be able to look at complex situations, gain clarity, and determine a course of action. For example, Steve Jobs stands out as one of the best examples in this in recent decades. When he returned as CEO of Apple, Jobs inherited a mess, and you may recall that from the news and the different reports on online. But he had the necessary insight to reboot the business and to dominate the industry. So here is an authentic leader who had insight and therefore was an influencer within his business and within the marketplace in general. Now, authentic leaders demonstrate initiative, and leaders go first. They don't sit on the sidelines. They don't ask others to do what they're unwilling to do themselves. Instead, they lead by examples. This is what distinguishes leaders from theoreticians and armchair quarterbacks. So, for example, this is probably not unusual. There was a sales trainer who taught everything to his students that they needed to know with regard to selling. But when it came time to hit the street and try out what they had learned, he wouldn't join the students. It turned out that he had never sold a thing in his life. And I know a professor who's an adjunct at one of the big universities here in New Jersey who has taught sales classes but has never been involved in selling. and never had the pressure of having to maintain a territory and to reach the goals and the demands of that job. So an example of a leader that really took initiative can be seen in the movie that Mel Gibson was in called We Were Soldiers. His title, his character was Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. And this is what he told his troops before leaving to go to Vietnam. He said, "We're going into battle against a tough and determined enemy. I can't promise that I will bring you all home alive, but this I swear, before you and before Almighty God, that when we go into battle, I will be the first person to set foot on the field, and I'll be the last to step off. And I will leave no one behind. Dead or alive, we will all come home together. So help me God." So an authentic leader has to demonstrate initiative. And otherwise, people are not going to follow them. So this is the kind of initiative that's indispensable because it instills confidence and courage and communicates the kind of dedication that earns trust. And if people don't trust, they're not going to follow. They're not going to refer you, and they're not going to use your products or services if they don't trust you. So here was a fine example of trust that he needed the soldiers to follow him. Authentic leaders exert influence. It's no coincidence that influence and influenza come from the same root word. Real leaders are contagious. People catch what they have. People are drawn to their vision and their values. They're able to gather a following and move people to act. So do you know the kind of person who owns a room when he walks in? Not because he's loud or boisterous. He just has that thing. It could be his body language. It could be the way they're dressed. It could be the way they express themselves. But there are positive people who have the power to persuade others to their point of view. And so few people really have that charisma, I guess you could say. Some such people with this skill is human wave pools. They create a ripple effect wherever they go. And the more influence they exert, the higher and further the waves go. So think about how you exert influence and how authentic you are when it comes to influencing and motivating people to do what you would like them to do. Another one is authentic leaders have to have impact. The measure of leadership cannot be found in the leader. It's found in the impact the leader has on his or her followers. So it's the impact, the effect that leader has on the employees in a company or in an organization. So at the end of the day, leaders make a difference. They're either instrumental in creating real and lasting change, or they're not leaders. They're just entertainers. So even if you're a speaker, do you want to entertain or do you want to impact people with information that will be beneficial to them? And I do a lot of speaking, and I know some speakers are very entertaining, and they can be instrumental in creating real and lasting change, but sometimes the entertainment part of it gets in the way. So when I do a talk, I want to give information to people that they can take and use that will motivate them to reach their goals. So think about the extraordinary impact of Martin Luther King, for example. He took over Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama in 1954. In one decade, he had turned the nation upside down. Throughout the 1950s and the early 60s, he mobilized activists. He organized leaders, he rallied supporters, and he helped secure passage of the most sweeping civil rights legislation to date, not to mention changing countless hearts and minds. King had an enormous impact on all of our lives, and I think you will agree with that. So how can you impact people? What can you say that what can you share with them, or what can you tell them that they've never heard before that will be motivating, that will get them to act and feel good about it? And then finally, authentic leaders exercise integrity. Not every leader is benevolent. We can all think of leaders in business, politics, or ministry that have insight, initiative, influence, and impact. But when we look at our lives and legacies, can we see something is still missing, something big? What is it? Their lives are not integrated with the highest values. Integrity, or the lack thereof, ultimately determines the quality of a person's impact. in a sense, this is the foundation of authentic leadership. So when we look at their lives and legacies, is something missing? And what is it? So when it comes to integrity, here was a story that I came across. There was a story of an employer who hired somebody at a certain amount of money, and with the understanding that they were going to give them an increase. But then when they didn't get that increase, even though the new hire worked very hard and they didn't get that increase, the new hire was certainly crushed. So in the mind of the employee, the boss didn't have much integrity. So it turned out that the boss could not give the raise because the upper management wouldn't allow it. So the boss actually took money out of his own pocket and gave it to the employee because he promised him a raise. So there's integrity for you that would be hard to beat, I think. What about if there's a mistake that's made? I think owning up to that mistake and fixing it and not passing it along to somebody else, that's another thing that we see. Some people blame problems on other people when indeed they've caused the problems themselves. So a leader really has to demonstrate initiative. They have to demonstrate that they have insight. They have to be influential. They have to have an impact on the people that they work with, and they have to have integrity. This is all very important. So we're coming down to the wire for the end of this program, and I just wanted to encourage you to please contact me at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com if you have any topics or ideas that you would like us to discuss. I also have a Facebook page, and you can look on the Facebook page at Teachable Moments in Business to learn about upcoming programs. And please go back to the archives and review and listen to some of the programs. I've had some great, wonderful guests. I've learned a lot from those folks as well. Here's a quote from Peter Drucker. Because the purpose is to create a customer, the business enterprise has two and only two basic functions: innovation and marketing. Innovation and marketing produce results. All the rest are costs. Here's a quote from Yogi Berra. Before you build a better mousetrap, find out if there are any mouse out there. And then Machiavelli, entrepreneurs are simply those who understand there is little difference between obstacle and opportunity, and they're able to turn both to their advantage. What's the purpose of marketing? It's to get sales. Is to make money. That's what marketing's all about. It's to get people to act, and so that the company can achieve their goals. And if you're selling stuff, you have to market in order to make sales. In fact, Sergio Zeman made the statement that if you want to sell more, you have to market to people more often. If you want them to buy more, you have to give them more reasons. So very important, and I've given you tips on marketing today. We've talked about the marks of leadership, and we've also talked about the marketing mistakes that people make. So please tune in next week at Teachable Moments in Business on Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They rescued over 300 individuals, and thank God that everybody helped everybody here.
Florida Governor Rick Scott praising first responders at a press conference for saving lives during Hurricane Irma. Earlier in the day, he spoke to CBS This Morning via phone and said there's a lot of work to do for his state.
We still have a lot of work to do. We've got to get the power back on. We've got to get people back in their homes. But I'm proud that everybody's working together. But I care about every individual in the state to have the chance to live their dream again.
Irma weakening as the tropical depression moves toward the Tennessee Valley today. At the last check, Irma was about 60 miles southwest of Atlanta, with top winds down to about 25 miles an hour. Irma expected to bring heavy rain to the Carolinas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Gasoline supplies taking a hit because of the storm. Officials in Florida say it could be a week before gas supplies return to normal. USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.